Tiger Nation. I am Byron Hulsey, headmaster at Woodbury Forest School, and I would like to welcome you to the Woodbury podcast series. This podcast consists of informal yet substantive conversations with alumni, faculty, staff, and students. The conversations explore how Woodbury's core values empowered alumni to build a solid foundation for their lives, how those core values are taught today by Woodbury teachers, and how those values are put into practice by today's students. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you enjoy. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Woodbury podcast. Very excited to have a conversation with the mother of an alumnus. Her name is Janie Jay, and her son, Morgan, graduated in May of 2025. Janie is an awesome Woodbury mom. Been looking forward to this, Janie, for a long while. So thanks for joining us on the podcast. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm always excited to talk about Woodbury.
You're a great person to do it and you'll offer a good perspective. Tell us a little bit about how you came to know Woodbury.
Well, unfortunately, I spent my childhood on the sideline of the Episcopal games with my dad at Episcopal. So that is how I originally came to know Woodbury. And it never really even occurred to me to send my son to school there. You know, my sister went to Episcopal too. It was during COVID, and I had a kid that, you know, really enjoyed playing outside, that was always outside. And so we thought, well, let's just go down there for a dry run so we can sort of practice going to boarding school, practice an interview and see how it goes. And so my husband took Morgan down and he came back and he walked in the door and he was like, it was amazing. And I thought he was joking, no shade at first, but I was like, it was? Like, really? You know, and I think sometimes people confuse. The school has had an incredible metamorphosis over the years. And like, you may meet one alumni that's so different from the next, and you can't stereotype a school based off of like certain people you've met in college or different walks of life. And I guess we were just originally so impressed with how academic the school was. My son was on an interview or was on a tour with a child who was already in AP physics as a freshman, which now that I've been through the school, I understand how that works. So like if you have a child that is an outlier or exceptionally, you know, good at science, you have the opportunity to take AP physics as a freshman, which is very unusual. My husband was just really impressed with a child that was able to have that opportunity so young and really a child that was ready for it. I think this child went on to be exceptional. For us, that was something that we thought was unusual, to the school to go out on a limb for freshmen. Not a lot of schools will do that. You know, I have two other children at different schools, and you don't take an AP class as a freshman, even if you are an outlier, you are an exceptional child. And I sort of liked that it was a little bit different, that it was going to give him an opportunity to do something different. And that was really just like the tip of the iceberg. Like, you know, when they were talking about how they get off school early on like Tuesday and Friday, or I can't remember what days it was. And like, those are the days that you would go to your sporting events. And it just, the monotony of like the day seemed like it would really work for my kid. It wasn't just like, you go to school all day, you have to then go to sports, and boarding school is tough because you don't have your mom there to help you when you forget your uniform, or, yeah, you know, when you've had like a long day and you have to walk up the hill and it's raining and then it's, you know, yeah, country fried steak for dinner, yeah, and it's not your favorite, you know, and I know that is someone else's favorite, but, you know, we just sort of ended up there by mistake, honestly. And then we went to, this was COVID. So you could just, this was also one of the only schools that would let you come and visit. The other schools wouldn't let you visit. Mm-hmm. And so you would do everything online. So I could be at Hotchkiss at 10 and Andover at 11, you know, without ever getting in the car. It was very different. It just felt very homey. You know, and then I just said, okay, well, great. Let's keep looking and we'll apply. And we, you know, we looked, you know, far and wide. And when it came down to it in the end, the day school we were at said, you have to put down the deposit. And we didn't have any admissions acceptances. And Morgan said, no, I'm good. We don't need to put down any deposit. I'll get in somewhere. It was just very brazen for a 14-year-old child to say that. Actually, he was only 13 at the time. And we were like, okay, sure. Well, we'll just wing it and see what happens. And yeah, luckily he got in.
So your dad went to Episcopal.
And my grandfather and my great grandfather.
Wow.
And my sister. Yeah. And the interesting thing is that I did not go to Episcopal. No, you know, Episcopal didn't actually have a swim team back then, which now they do have a swim team.
Yeah.
And I was a collegiate swimmer, so it didn't work for me. And I was the first year they admitted girls too, or maybe it was the second year, I can't remember. So that also was another reason it didn't work for me. But it's a great school, and
Yeah.
obviously we live right here. I have a lot of friends who work there, and I have nothing but nice things to say about the school. It's a little different than Woodbury. It's co-ed, and one of my favorite actually memories was on one of the Episcopal. My son applied to Episcopal, and on like the visit back, like Zoom, because again, I think I can't remember if we went back or not with him, because a lot of the stuff was online. I'm almost positive it was Eli Simmons, who ended up in Morgan's class at Woodbury, asked, "Where is the riflery range on this map?" At which point, I was like, "This child has obviously never been to Alexandria, Virginia. There is no riflery range in Alexandria, Virginia." I'm almost positive it was him, but it might have been one of his other classmates. And I just remember like zooming in and being like, "Who is this child? He's at the wrong Zoom. Like, he's got to
Yeah.
get to Woodbury." And then, sure enough, that child showed up in the Woodbury directory, shortly thereafter. Wonderful things to say about Episcopal, great
Sure.
school. But I have a child that played outside, that loved being outside. When I think back about Morgan's, city mouse, country mouse, he was a country mouse living in the city, and this was a new opportunity. Just a very exciting way that he could sort of enjoy something different.
Yeah.
Fishing,
Yeah.
running through the woods, no city smog, a golf course in your backyard, one clubbing after dinner. It was just a playground. It was like a playground for boys. And we were coming out of a very difficult time with COVID where, so he had been to school a bit and, not every day. And Woodbury was like, "Yeah, we're going to go to school. We're going to do it." And I thought, yeah, but we should do that. We should go to school.
Has your family forgiven Morgan for going to Woodbury?
Absolutely. In fact, my dad, when he was dying, and he died that winter, on his deathbed, he said, "I think Woodbury is going to be a better fit for Morgan." And it was almost like he was giving me permission, and not in like a, like I said, he's just like every kid is different, and
Yeah,
he
that's right.
knew that he was going to be, just a child that would enjoy some of the stuff that Episcopal doesn't have.
Yeah.
I saw the other day they have a beautiful golf simulation center. Well, it's not the same as one clubbing after dinner. It just isn't, So he just knew that that would be a better fit for Morgan in the long run, and he accepted that. And I'm sure he probably would have liked my daughter to go there, but that also, she didn't want to go there either. I think we live very close, and that,
Yeah.
unfortunately, that's a curse too.
Yeah, if you want to go to boarding school, you maybe want to go a little further away. If you
Yeah, I
want
mean,
to
yeah, I could almost throw a stone at the school, so
go. Yeah.
we are very close.
Yeah. Well, Janie, tell us a little bit about so that helps us understand how Morgan got to Woodbury. What was it like for you as a mom of a Woodbury boy? I mean, you watched your son kind of make his way through the Woodbury journey. I'm sure, I have a daughter at a boarding school. It's a roller coaster of emotions. What was that like for you?
When we decided to send him there, I always remember thinking like, "Well, we could change our mind. We could change our mind," which really, actually, you can always change your mind in life. No one ever should. But I just remember thinking like, "No, we're gonna do it. Like, he's gonna go." We arrive there. First, we get the directory, which is kind of fun, and you like scroll through, and we end up having one of our friends' nephew end up being in the class. And I was like, "What is the chance? These people are from South Carolina. Like, what's the chance?" And then it just like snowballed from there that, you'd run into somebody and someone was like, "Oh, I know someone that's going there. You got to meet this other family." And so by the time we arrived there, I felt like a little bit more comfortable knowing that we were going to like know some other people. It wasn't just going to be like, "We have arrived in Hawaii and I don't know anyone in Hawaii." Like, I was like, we're going to have some friendly faces there. And like, I don't know, I'm sure you give the same speech every time when the kids arrive, but it was basically like, it reminded me of preschool. The day is a little stressful. You're moving into your dorm, and this is back when his dorm didn't have air conditioning. It was a little hot, and we're trying to wear the masks, and he had three people in his three he had three in his room, so like it was a lot. And then we finally come to this last meeting, and you say something along the lines of like, "Your son is going to meet the godparents of his children today. You don't know it yet, and it's time for you to leave so this can happen." And it was worded more eloquently than that, but I just kind of remember it was like kindergarten all over again, and standing there thinking like,
Oh, that's
"Yeah, I
funny.
he can't have this experience if I'm standing over him. He can't reach out and spread his wings if I'm here to be like, 'Oh, did you remember to do this? Did you remember to do that?'" And I just kind of felt like at that moment, like, he was ready. And, you know, at that point, they've sort of like met all these friends and like the fun is just beginning. And it was time to go. And I thought, we're ready. He can, it's going to be okay. Like they've done this for 125 years. This isn't their first rodeo. So we got in the car and I drove home and I didn't even cry, which was interesting. I thought for sure I would cry and be sad, but I thought instead I felt grateful. Like, oh gosh, he gets to go to school, which again, if it hadn't been COVID, it was just different.
Yeah, I understand that. COVID was a challenging, stressful time. We felt fortunate to be able to have school.
I do feel like this class was very close because of it, because they just like bonded. They just had a different perspective coming out of sitting home for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
Very different. And, you know, his freshman year was great. You know, he ended up being in the dorm with a really awesome group of kids and they had a lot of fun, you know, 10 o'clock every night. It was just fun time. You know, and I'm sure poor Charles Innes, I think he even mentioned it in his valedictorian speech, like, you know, I had a lot of fun. I need a break from this class of these kids. And it was
They call Charles Innes Chinnis.
Chinnis,
Nicknames for everybody.
They do, which was very endearing. Yeah. You know, he was a great role model, as was Drew Lytle, who was also on the hall, who's now at the Naval Academy. There was just so much learning that went on that you don't really realize. And you know, I think you've said it before, and I always love the, like, we don't do that here. I think about the number of times I was in the dining hall and I never once saw a child cut in line. And you think you have 400 boys and nobody's trying to push each other out of the way to cut in line. You know, that was just so interesting to me. And there was a lot of that, like the opening of the doors and the manners and the, even my son sometimes will still check me on things like, nope, you can't do that. You know, like, and it's just interesting. Like he really sort of got it. And it took a while. Like sophomore year was a little tough, honestly. And he was in a scooter accident.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Cause like I'm a big fan of Morgan's, love Morgan Jay. And occasionally he can be a pain in the ass. So tell us about, I mean, that's not easy to navigate as a mom. You've got these teachers here just hovering over your son and poking him and prodding him. And I'm sure Morgan's poking back. You know, he's got his own perspective on matters. Morgan's very confident that he's right on most occasions. and for a mom, that's not easy. I mean, you're navigating all that from afar. How did you do that? Because you're right.
Well,
The sophomore year was a challenge for Morgan. I remember.
It was tough. Yeah. I mean, the big thing, you know, you just have to listen. And just, you know, and there comes a point in every parent where like you can't fix everything.
Yeah.
And like you have to listen. And like he, you know, he got himself into a bit of a kerfuffle with Ben Hale. And the only way out with that was he had to do it himself. And he did. It took a while. And, you know, and he also just, you know, he sort of like learned the rules. Like he really just sort of, it took him a while. But when he was having a tough time his sophomore year, it was so lucky that he had the resources that Woodbury had. He was in this scooter accident over Christmas and he had a bruised kneecap or something and he couldn't run. And Woodbury had a pool. And so Ms. Dixon would like let him swim but not be on the swim team, which is such a luxury. And so he could still like keep in shape and everything. He did that on his own and took that initiative. And even now when I think back, like would I have driven him to the pool in our neighborhood and waited for him, you know, like he could just go do it himself. You know, he ended up on the other side of that stronger for sure. And he sort of built his confidence as he came into his junior year. And then by senior year, I think he was really firing on all cylinders. Another mom told me the other day that I have revisionist history memory. She had said like how hard it is to be, you're a senior and applying to school and, you know, still trying to do cross country and everything. And I was like, oh, really? It was hard. And then I remembered that he actually did pickleball in the winter because he had so many college applications to finish. And he just needed like 45 extra minutes a day, which pickleball afforded. But it was tough. And it was really hard to watch from afar. And you just listen. And this, like you said, it really is a roller coaster, though, because, you know, it can be anything from, a tough day. And then all of a sudden he calls to tell you this funny thing that happened. And it can be like something just so silly as like, you know, when they stick the tape on the door and they wait till the person gets in their pajamas and walks in and they video it thinking it's so funny, you know, that's just like, it's boys boarding school. Like it's harmless. They're kids. Like, you know, and to them, that's the funniest thing ever, you know? And all of a sudden then the tide changes. They're there with their friends. It's fun. It's not so hard anymore.
I think that it's hard to describe this to prospective parents, but like at least 50% of the Woodbury magic happens after 6 p.m.
Oh, for sure.
There's so much learning that goes on there. That's, you were mentioning the importance of like our academic curriculum early on. This is not part of our academic curriculum, yet it's an enormously important part of the whole experience. And it's a learning experience for a kid to learn how to live with peers night after night, day after day.
I mean, and that is also why they end up so close.
Yeah.
They know each other so well, and they can say all the funny things to each other. They're almost like siblings, you know, in the end, where they can, you know,
tease each
love
other,
their,
poke
yes,
at each
love
other,
each other's
love each other.
idiosyncrasies. Yeah. And Morgan was in a triple for 3 years, which now a double seems luxurious.
Look
his
at all this
senior year
space.
When, yes, his senior year, he's back at a triple in college, but he was in a double senior year. And I thought, wow, this is easy street.
I'm empathizing with you and with all of our Woodbury parents, because I have a daughter in boarding school and I really appreciate our relationship. I'm very, very lucky to have her in my life. And, you know, she'll call me and unload when she's having a tough time. And there's nothing that I can do about it except
No, listen.
Listen. And I think
Yeah.
that's not easy for those of us who are wired to solve a problem or address a difficulty. There's nothing
It's so hard
to do, but it's so important for, you know, in our case, these boys to learn how to manage and manage those difficulties and navigate those twists and turns on their own. And when they do that, they have so much more confidence than they would have had if they had stayed at home and never had to deal with that.
Absolutely. And then they are also better prepared for college.
Yeah.
You know, I said something to Morgan like last weekend, like, oh, you're going to do your laundry? And he's like, oh, no rookie would do their laundry on the weekend, Mom. Like, you do your laundry on Tuesday. And I'm like, oh, yeah, of course. Duh. You know, it's just the little things like that. It is really tough to listen and you want to just fix it and you can't. The good news is the tide always turns. You know, like if you wait a day, like you get a good grade back or you know, something else happens, you make a sports team or, you know, your lunch table, your dinner table changes and all of a sudden you're get stacked. You got all your friends there and you're like, how can that be? That's amazing.
Yeah,
So.
it's like, well, the other thing is because it's such a high, you know, contact social place, today's drama is not tomorrow's drama. It pushes off like a summer storm, you know, it's here and then gone.
Yes.
And I think that's good.
Absolutely.
It helps if you make your way through that as a boy and as a parent, you realize that, you know, that you're more resilient, that you can manage this. I feel like that's been an important part of my own growth and development as a person. And I got that here. I
Absolutely.
was really pushed here. I was pushed here in ways that I was really underprepared for.
Interesting. And I think a lot of the, like you say, the best part about that is really with your character, honestly. You know, when you're pushed to be your best, when it's your hardest, I mean, that is really when you're your best. And that is when you really reveal a side of yourself that is very special. And that's when you talk about like the deep friendships and so on. You won't get that unless you're willing to put in the work and you're willing to like really expose yourself. And it's tough. It's really tough. You know, we live in a society where we all hide behind our phones and you can't do that at Woodbury. Your phone is not out that much and there's a lot going on and you have to be present and you got to be in it. You got to always be, you can't show up to class. Like, it's also just because the school is so small. I also think about the time that Morgan like didn't do his bosun reading and he shows up. And of course, that's the day you have the quiz. And this is one of my proudest moments. You know, he wrote on there, I didn't do the reading, and he gets 0 out of 5 points. And that was not a great day. And he still ended up with an A in the class. It was just one reading. It wasn't, you know, like a very minor thing along the way. It wasn't going to sink his grade, but he just owned it that day.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't get around to it. I was doing something else. My math test was more important. When you are able to do that at a younger age, I think you are setting yourself up for success later when you can sort of own where you failed. And some people can't do that. And Woodbury afforded him the opportunity to fail and fail again, and then succeed and succeed again.
Tell us about the range of Morgan's friends that you got to know over the years, and who they're, surely they've got some similarities, but they've got some differences too. Tell us about the friends and the friends that you made with Morgan's friends' parents, because I think sometimes prospective parents might overlook a little bit how, you know, the community of parents at Woodbury, even though they're not here on a daily basis, there's a connection there, and there's some shared sacrifice there that's impactful for parents as well.
I still talk to these moms. Like, I have a group chat with a bunch of moms. And then even in the grade below, since Morgan was on the cross country team, with some of the other moms. But you actually develop a deeper bond with these parents. And as I was saying, you know, I'm going to miss the Christmas service this year. And one thing that I loved most about the Christmas service is coming early the night before. And we would go to the Christmas service, and then we would go out with the moms afterwards. It was just like, you spent, when you spend the time with the moms from boarding school, your time is deeper, because you're actually, you've all traveled, you've all, you know, you're together, you're in this together. You kind of get to know the parents in a different way than you do in a day school, because the experience you're having and your children are having are very different. It's very unique, and you can count on each other. In some ways, it's nice to have those moms too. To like, mom this past fall was lamenting, whose child is now a senior, how hard the fall is to get all the applications in. And I was delusional again. I was like, oh, wasn't that bad? And then I was like, oh yes, it was that bad. Be, you know, be respectful and be like, oh, I'm really sorry. You're almost done. You're almost done. You do develop just a really deep friendship with these mothers. And my son ended up having a variety of friends. Nobody lives in the same place. We've got, you know, Louisiana, North Carolina, Texas. And strangely, these parents, like, one parent went to go to, he's seen one family twice this fall already. They're the one family from Texas, because they came up to the Yale game and another child toward Harvard. And so, like, this mom has seen my kid twice this fall already. You know, Morgan has friends that are on all different grades. Like, he even went to Texas this summer to see, to visit a child who was in his dorm that he was friends with. And they had this amazing trip to Texas. He had never been to Texas before. And he went out to Utah to see another friend this summer too. And, you know, there's so many children and they're all so different. And I don't really know anything about these, like what they do or anything like that. Yeah. I just know that they're like nice kids and they live all over the place. And then some came to visit us too. And some came to our house in Massachusetts as well. It's really nice. They, these boys, the interesting thing is that they can be close. If we were going to like Santa Fe and there happened to be a family in Santa Fe, Morgan would, like, even if he wasn't that close to the child, he would still text the child and say, hey, I'm just happened to be in Santa Fe. You around?
He would,
you know, which is so interesting to me. And the mothers, they, you know, you, the first time you stand there and you all sort of look at each other at that first day, it's, you're kind of like, what have we done? What have we gotten into? Yeah. And then by the end, there was a trip that we all went on, the whole, most of the senior class in this over spring break. And it's sort of mother son, but some dads came too. And we were really grateful the dads came, because they actually liked the late night more than the moms. And so they were sort of the, making sure everything ended correctly in the, at the end of the evening. And I'll always think back so fondly on that trip. It really was fun. And the boys, you know, they didn't really misbehave, honestly, that badly. They really enjoyed each other. At one point, they were dancing and singing on a boat. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is so funny. They're so free. Like, they're so comfortable in their own skin. Like, a lot of boys would be like, oh, I can't, you know, dance and sing on this boat. And they just seemed very, like, comfortable with each other, more comfortable than most other children that age.
How would you characterize, from what you've seen, a young man who's been to Woodbury Forest compared to, say, young men that you've encountered elsewhere? Like, what is there anything differentiating? What might it be, if there is?
I would say that they have a quiet confidence that a lot of other children don't have. Sit down to Thanksgiving and Morgan says the boys' prayer at our Thanksgiving dinner table. And I just thought, it's such a beautiful prayer and it really epitomizes Woodbury. And he's just more comfortable in his own skin because he failed a lot early. And he failed in a safe place. And he didn't have to mask his high school experience with any substances or girls. He got to know himself first, and he felt comfortable with who he is. And now he's going out into the world a little more confident and a little more self-assured.
I've tried to describe that in other places as earned confidence.
Yes. And you earn it. You earn it through the hard work, and you earn it through the failure.
Yeah.
That's where you get it.
And that's just that's sometimes hard for parents to watch, but it's so important.
Yes, but when I think back to, like, the 0 out of 5 on the bosun quiz on a random Tuesday, like, didn't matter in the end, but
Right.
you owned it. You didn't do the reading. You owned it
Right.
and you went on with your day.
Morgan is Morgan. He's an N of one. You also know some other Woodbury boys because of his experience. Do they have some of those same qualities? What do they show you that's meaningful to you?
I mean, we had two of them home, I think, over Easter weekend. And I just remember one of them, he was just so cute, sitting in the basement with our younger son playing video games and cheering him along. And it was just so sweet. It was almost like that. This child doesn't have, he only has a sister, but it was almost like it was his brother. It was very sweet. Just sort of, just nice kids. Just, they're all nice kids. And they all, find each other. Like, they have friends, but they're all friends. And even if I asked Morgan, like, is there anyone, he'd be like, oh, I liked everyone. Like, everyone had something about them that was really interesting. And I think that is a privilege of being an all boarding school. At one point, I said to Morgan, like, oh, do you know anything about so and so? And he's like, absolutely nothing, like their family or anything. He just knew them, how they treated him, how they came, what they showed, as they were. Even one time I asked him about a family that I knew something about, and he named the wrong city they were from. And I was like, okay, wow. He really, he was just enjoying their company. He saw, they came as they were, and I like that.
My experience was at Woodbury, and I think it's pretty similar today. You don't really know where each other comes from. You don't know, who's got money or who might not have money. You don't know who lives in what house or who drives what car, because nobody's driving a car here. I think that's liberating
Oh,
to
it's so
boys
liberating.
to not have to be distracted by that, some of those status symbols, or like talk about who's got what and who doesn't have whatever else.
Yes. And I also think it's great because when I would listen to these moms in our day school talk about, like, this picking the children up on Saturday night. And then I just remember one time, Morgan is playing tag in the squash center at night on, like, a Saturday night. And I thought, that's so harmless, like, and in the dark, by the way, that's so harmless. And it's just such a different experience. Like, it gave him the opportunity to still be a kid. He got to be a boy longer. He got to play outside longer. And everyone was doing it. So that's just what they did. They played outside.
Little self-reveal here. I was scared of girls as a boy, and I went to one mixer in my whole Woodbury career, and it was awful. It was just awful. I never went to another one, and I just, for me, a great time on a Saturday night was playing pickup basketball with my friends, going to the fir tree, and then like watching a movie. I was just as happy and as contented as I could ever be. And the girl thing sorted itself out in college, but in those years, I was just much, much happier being with my friends at Woodbury on the weekend. It was like, that makes me weird, I'm sure, but it was awesome for me.
I mean, I will tell you that these Woodbury boys, they all look out for each other. And, when I thought about an all-boys school, originally I thought that's kind of strange. Like, where do they meet the girls? And my friend April was like, oh, don't worry, they have no problem meeting the girls. And they all, like, when you look at the dances, they all get these dates. And, and if their friend, then if somebody has a
True.
date, or then their other friend wants to come, and it all ends up like, they all end up sort of knowing each other in the end. It's really interesting. And
Yeah, and
even
a lot of
when,
people, and then they go to college together in a lot of cases.
absolutely, yeah. But it just, they all look out for each other. And the girls, I would say he was actually more socially savvy with the girls because, when he did end up having a lady friend at the end of senior year, he had met her. She was actually in the preschool class of one of his best friends at Woodbury. And he met, yes, isn't that crazy? And he met her at Focus, which is like a Christian
Yeah.
camp of some kind or weekend or something. She's absolutely lovely and went on to UVA, but it was just like I thought he was actually more socially savvy because he had gone through Woodbury first and had like gotten to know himself and he
And he
wasn't in
got,
any
yeah,
hurry.
and he got that confidence.
I think
Well,
that's
you've been an
it.
awesome guest here on the Woodbury Podcast. Thank you, Jannie J, for being with us. I hope you have, and your family has, and Morgan has a wonderful Christmas that's upcoming. Don't be a stranger. Come back and visit us sometime soon here in the Tiger Nation.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Woodbury Podcast. We hope you found our discussion insightful and engaging. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing, rating, or leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform. Stay tuned for more conversations in the future. And remember, the conversation doesn't have to end here. Connect with us on Woodbury Forest School social media, reach out with your questions or comments, and let's keep the dialogue going. Until next time, take care and go Tigers!